1 to 2 years after the birth of Jesus. And we know that Mary and Joseph, the Bible says they were living in a house at this time. And I got to thinking about this today. For some reason, I got up, and when I was getting my mind prepared about the message tonight, I couldn't get the star off my mind. Jackie, it kept coming to my mind about the star. And I just got a few questions tonight about his star. Now, I might not answer all the questions, or I might not answer them the way you think I ought to answer them. But if you can come up with any better answers, feel free to chime in. Amen. Number one, when did the star appear? When did the star appear? I think it appeared at the time of Jesus' birth. Now, you got to understand. So the Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 12, and this sign shall be unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Something had to lead the shepherds. The angel didn't give them an address where they were supposed to go. And if you think there were only one stable in the town of Bethlehem, you're wrong. We understand that there were multiple stables, multiple houses. It was a small community of people that lived there. So they didn't know exactly. But the Bible says that they went straight to where Jesus, so something had to lead these shepherds. Something got the wise men's attention. Now, think about this. Verse 1 that I read to you now, when Jesus was born. Notice right there. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem. It's about 900 miles from Babylon to Jerusalem. Now, think about this. It's kind of, we just use a little bit of common sense tonight. If the first time they saw the star, they start preparing to make their journey. They're going to see the king. They're getting all the stuff together. They're going to make this 900-mile trip. So it takes probably a few months just to get everything prepared. So then they start making the trip. So we understand it was at least 1 to 2 years before the Magi or the wise men got there. So how did they know about the star? Have you ever thought about how did these wise men or these Magi or these kings from Babylon or Persia even know about what the star was representing? A lot of us forget that Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were prisoners or slaves in the land of Babylon, in the land of Persia. Now, Daniel was a great man. You understand that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were great men in that era. And understand, so Daniel was a slave in Babylon, and Daniel chapter 9 gives us a timeline for the birth of the Messiah. So Daniel is writing all this down. Those people over there are studying. Let me tell you something. If I lived in the time of Daniel and I saw what Daniel did and I saw what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had gone through and what they did, that would have been the one I was listening to. You spend all night in a lion's den and then them lions didn't eat you, you my man. I'm a listen to everything you got to say. You going to write it down? I'm going to read everything you got to say. You spent all, they throw y'all in the fiery furnace and y'all come out of there, everything. I'm going to do what y'all say. I'm going to serve the God y'all serve. So these were not ignorant people. They had been foretold about the Messiah coming. Not only that, in Numbers chapter 24, Balaam, which was a false prophet at that time, and he was also from that region, told about a star that was to be coming. Let me ask you a question. You remember the first time you saw Jesus? See, preacher, I ain't ever seen him. Well, you ain't been looking then. I remember the first time. I can take you back to the altar when I called out on him. And his star has been shining bright ever since, amen? So when did the star, what was the star's job? The star's job was to lead people to the Messiah. It was not to be an astrological sign. It didn't come in like a comet. They didn't give it a name, but it was a star that led. If it was a star that led the shepherds, and it's like this star that you and I are supposed to lead people to the Messiah. That is our job. For some reason, the Lord has had me preaching on this for the last couple of weeks. That's your job, to lead people to the Messiah, the shepherd. And I got thinking about this, preacher, that as I was studying. It was that star's job to lead people to the Messiah. It's all classes of people. Just like I preached Sunday, the shepherds were the lowest of the low. The shepherds were the lowest of the lowest class of people in that area. And now we got wise men. Now we got kings coming in. We put three because the Bible says gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And most likely these people were traveling with a great caravan. There's probably multiple and multiple, multiple of these wise men. They probably had slaves. They probably had people traveling with them. So you go from one class of people to the upper class of people, and the same stars leading them to the same Messiah. Aren't you glad Jesus don't discriminate? Amen. I don't care if you walked to church, and I don't care if you drove to church in a pink Cadillac tonight, glory to God. Hey, we all level at the cross. We're supposed to be leading people to the Messiah. Are you doing your job? Are you doing your job? Now, let me ask you a question. Was this a supernatural star, or was this a natural star? I got to thinking about this, and I believe with all my heart it was supernatural. It had to be, because it wasn't always there. It appeared. Amen? It appeared. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 2, verse 7, and Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. It just showed up one night. Can you imagine living in Babylon, Jackie? And you imagine living in Persia in that area, and all of a sudden you come out on your porch, you say, "What was that? Wasn't there last night? Where did that come from?" And then you get to talking with all your buddies, and y'all been studying, and you say, "That's his star. That's his star." You know, you can go outside tonight. You can find the North Star. If it wasn't so cloudy, you probably could. But if you go outside, you can find those astrological stars and clusters of stars. But glory to God, you couldn't pinpoint this star. You know why you couldn't pinpoint this star? Because it moved. Y'all do realize stars don't move. Chapter 2, verse 9, and when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. Stars don't move. The North Star has been there forever. This star brought them from Babylon all the way 900 miles to Jerusalem. This star moved. This star had something. I got to think about it. The wise men followed the star, Preacher Thad, to Jerusalem. When they got to Jerusalem, they go in and inquired of the king, "Where is he that's born king of the Jews? Where is he that's born king of the Jews?" Herod didn't have a clue what they was talking about. Herod calls for the priest. The priests come in, they tell him about the prophecies of old. They tell him about all the prophecies. So then he comes back and tells the wise men it's supposed to be in Bethlehem. Now let me ask you a question. I'm trying not to get ahead of myself. Let me back up a minute. I don't want to get ahead of myself. When they left Jerusalem, that star took them to the very house where the Messiah was. Now you think about that. Can you imagine? Why didn't they? This brings me to my next point. Why were the wise men the only one to see it? You know good and well, Jackie, if they come 900 miles and they come in and talk to the king, and the king says, "What y'all doing here?" They said, "We looking for the king. How'd y'all get here? A star led us." Don't you know Herod probably went outside and said, "Where's it at?" Why in the world wasn't everybody following it? Why in the... Why in the world? I've often looked down on these priests in Matthew chapter 2 because they didn't realize, they didn't see it. They didn't realize the prophecy. Maybe they didn't realize Alan because they didn't see the star. You've got to understand something. Why was it when the angels come down with the shepherds out there in the field, why was it when the angels come down that nobody else happened to show up that night? If you got an angel, and then you got a host of angels, and I don't know how big a host is, but that's a bunch of them. Amen. We'll just go ahead and countryfy the Christmas story tonight. That was a heap of angels, amen. And you know, if them angels is praising God and glorifying God, saying glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Don't you know that was loud? Why was it that the shepherds were the only ones to see it? Might have been what God wanted. Let me ask you a question. How many times has God moved in your life supernaturally? I'm not going to get into it, but I've been in church before, and I know Preacher Thad's probably heard this. I've been in church before. I've gone out of church before, and somebody come to me, Brother Donald, and said, "What did y'all do to the lights?" I said, "What you mean what we do to the lights? We ain't done nothing to the lights. The lights is the same way they always been." And I've had people tell me this, Brother Donald, "I've seen a glow around you tonight." I've had people in church, Jackie, say they've seen things in church that nobody else could see. You say, "Well, I ain't never seen it." Maybe you ain't as close as you need to be. I guarantee you, I could get Brother Ralph to start telling you some stories about what his daddy, some things that happened to them, and Sister Allison about their daddies in church. I guarantee you, I don't know how many of you ever heard, and I heard Preacher Anders tell this story, and then I've heard Roger tell it several times about the angel that comes. How many of you ever heard about Preacher Anders and the angel? Brother Ralph, I'll go ahead and tell y'all this story. Preacher Anders was called to preach one night or one day, and I don't know if he didn't have a car. I don't remember exactly what happened was, but he got up that morning and his wife said, "What you doing?" He said, "I'm getting ready to go preach." She said, "But you ain't got no car, you ain't got no way." He said, "God told me to go preach, so I'm getting ready to go preach." He said, a black car pulled up in front of his house. He said, a man got out and said, "I'm here to take you to the church." Took him to the church, brought him back home that night, ain't got a clue where the man came from. He didn't belong to that church. That's what I'm talking about, supernatural. See, that I serve a God that's supernatural. Amen. And when you need something supernatural, my God just shows up. So I believe this star was supernatural. I believe this star was only for the certain people to see at that time. I believe the wise men were the only one that could see it. Because if you understand, when they left Herod that night, if that star would have been able to have been seen by the priests, those priests would have followed him. If that star would have been able to be seen by the king would have followed them. But I don't believe it. I don't believe they could see it. It was for a certain few at that time. And when you need something, God shows up. Amen. The star appeared for a time. I know that the priest and the king went looking for it. Matthew chapter 9. Notice what this says. Matthew chapter 9, verse of chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came over where the young child was. Now watch this. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. That tells me that when they got there, the star disappeared. And when they saw the star again, Jackie, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. There it is. That's where we're going right there. Here we go. Luke chapter 2. I got to think about this. Can you imagine being the wise men following this star and the star goes out? Huh? Let me ask y'all a question. Don't get all holy on me now. How many of y'all ever thought you lost Jesus? Oh, yeah. I'll go ahead and raise my hand. You say, preacher, you crazy. You read in and Matthew, I believe it was, Mary and Joseph lost Jesus. Amen. There have been times in my life, Jackie, I've done something stupid. There have been times in my life, I know that's hard for y'all to believe. There have been times in my life that I've done some stupid stuff. And I asked God to forgive me, and I believe, Lord, with all my heart, God, forgive me, amen, but I just couldn't feel him. Felt like, Brother Donald, I felt like I lost him. Amen, I'm just being honest with you. Can you imagine how those wise men must have felt, Preacher Thad, as they get into Jerusalem and the star, why did they even stop at the king's house? Maybe the star went out, Jackie. That might be why they went there. What are we going to do? We got to go to Bethlehem. And there the star appears again. And the Bible says they rejoice with exceeding great joy. I don't know about you, but every time I do something stupid and I come to God's house and I don't feel him like I think I ought to feel him, and sometimes, I'm going to be honest with you, I like it when he shows back up. I like it when the star appears. I like it when I can feel him again. Amen? No wonder they rejoiced. Now, this is my last point. My last question is this. This is going to blow your mind. I like to fell out when I saw this today. What was the star? Now, I'm not going to get into all the astrological mumbo jumbo. You can look up stuff on the internet, and I'm telling you right now, they all got all kind of definitions of what they thought the star was. But the word for star in the New Testament, the Greek word is aster. It basically means a star as strong over the sky, literally or figuratively a star, a celestial light. Okay? We all agree with that. The word star in the New Testament is used 21 times in the New Testament. And it every time it implies stars like we see in the sky. The Bible talks about the Jesus holding the stars in his right hand. The Bible talks about the stars in the sky. The Bible also talks about in one verse in Revelation chapter 12, verse 4, and his tail drew a third part of the stars of heaven and they cast them to the earth. This is talking about fallen angels. So could that star have been an angel leading them? Could be. I ain't saying it is. I ain't saying it ain't either. But I got one more theory I'm going to throw at you. Was it an angel or was it the Shekinah glory of God? The Shekinah glory of God is the visible presence of the living God. Exodus chapter 13, verse 21. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and by night. God moved and they saw him. Exodus chapter 33, verse 9. And it came to pass, as Moses entered into the tabernacle, a cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. Exodus chapter 40, verse 38. For the cloud of the Lord was upon the tabernacle by day, and fire was on it by night, in the sight of all the houses of Israel throughout all their journeyings. When they moved, the cloud moved. When they moved, the fire moved. Amen. Numbers chapter 14, verse 14. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among his people, that the Lord art face to face, and that the cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by day By daytime in a pillar of a cloud and a pillar of a fire by night. Psalms chapter 78 verse 14. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud and all the night with the light of the fire. I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all something. If that was my son being born, I would have showed up. If that was my son, Jackie, hey, what happened on the Mount of Transfiguration when they was in that pillar of a cloud and Peter said something stupid? God just showed up and said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. If that was my son being born, I'd have showed up. If that was my son being praised, I would have showed up. Now, I'm not, don't you leave this church and say, well, the preacher said that the star was the Shekinah glory of God. No, I didn't. I just said it might have been. Think about it a minute. It moved. It was supernatural. It would go out and come back anytime it wanted to. Who's to say, preacher, that it wasn't the glory of God leading the shepherds and the wise men right to the place where the Messiah was at? I'm going to be honest with you, Dale, that makes just as much sense to me as anything I've ever heard. Amen. To me, it makes a little more sense than a lot of things I've heard in church. Amen. Some questions about his star. Now, think about that now. It was his star. It wasn't a star. It was his star. So that's just some things tonight that I wanted to kind of throw at you. You know, a lot of times when I do revival and somebody will leave the church and they'll say something like this, you got me thinking about a lot of stuff. I said, well, good. That's what a sermon's supposed to do. It's supposed to make you think. Maybe we can go home and dwell on some of this tonight and think about some of this tonight and get up in the morning and read it again and let God speak to you. Let me know what you think about it when you come back Sunday morning after the Lord's been able to talk to us a little bit. Amen. Anything on anybody's heart before we dismiss the service?